Well, if you'd open up in your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 26, we've not only begun a new week, but it's a new year here this past week. And I was thinking about New Year's resolutions that so many make. And unfortunately, if you've done it in your own power, your resolutions probably already fall into the wayside. I was reading an article the other day, and there's actually companies that track the resolutions that people say they make. I wonder, depending on when they ask them, if they've already changed their resolution because the first one failed. But believe it or not, the top resolution from this past year that they found was that people wanted to improve their mental health. It's nearly one in two said that that was their main resolution for the year. How does that begin to come about? Well, if you look at me in Isaiah 26, it tells us in verse 5, it says, "He has brought low those who dwell on high, the unassailable city. He lays it low, he lays it low to the ground, he casts it to the dust." There's a lot of cities that we tend to build in our lives. Walls and high watchtowers and gates that we begin to put up. We don't call them those. We call it things like safety nets, contingency plans, security measures, nest eggs. We think of resources and knowledge. If we just knew what was coming, if we just knew enough information, we can begin to prevent things from coming into our lives. And we build those cities up. And in the kindness of the Lord, he brings those things that we would think are unassailable, low. Where does that leave that person? Well, it leaves them anxious, leaves them fearful. You know, the same study said that they've watched this trend in these type of resolutions rise as cases of people reporting anxiety and depression have gone up at the same time. So the world is encountering this more and more, and the thought is, well, I just need to change to another one of my ways. Those cities keep falling. You back up, though, in Isaiah 26, and what it tells us is in verse 3, "The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace." Why? Because he trusts in you. "Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock." Sounds a lot different than those so-called unassailable cities that we build in our lives, doesn't it? Those plans that we make that we think are going to be there for us when difficulty begins to come in. If you'd back up with me in Psalm 34, we actually get a kind of a peek into a situation as such. It's a psalm that is dear, I know, to many of us, and we're well familiar with. But if you've never read the very beginning above verse 1 in your Bible, and this is actually a part of Scripture, it actually tells us the situation in which this psalm is written. If you'd look up with me just under Psalm 34, it says, "A psalm of David when he feigned madness." So it takes us to a setting there at the end of 1 Samuel chapter 21. Well, where's David been at this point? David's been on the run. He's had difficulty coming into his life. Saul's wanted to kill him. It tells us that David had kind of turned to maybe some contingency plans along the way in the chapter. He'll try to take hold of Goliath's sword, and he'll begin to connive different plans to work his way through these difficult times. He'll even go to the enemy, and he'll think that maybe he can find some refuge there. But in the kindness of the Lord, it leaves him at a point where his senses even begin to fail him. Fear begins to have overtaken him. It tells us that word feigned madness, the word ta'am, is that the very way that he even looked at things and saw things began to change. Where does David begin to turn? All those other cities, all of those other things that he had begun to turn to had brought him to this point of being broken. But it was where he goes next that'll bring him finally comfort and peace. It says in verse 1, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast, not at anything that I can do, not at anything else that I can trust in, but in the Lord." You begin to go down, and he actually, we encounter this word ta'am again, but it's in verse 8. It's the word taste. It says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." You see, the security and the safety that David would have tried to find and everything else just left him wanting. But when his way of thinking changed and he said, "I've just got to seek refuge in God alone." Well, where was he at? He says, that man is blessed. Joy, peace begin to come into his life. You drop on down, it says in verse 19, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all." Well, how do we begin to understand who these righteous ones are? Well, if you back up into verse 17, it says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, saves those who are crushed in spirit." So who's he close to? Who's walking with him? The one that'll cry out to him. You see, the reason that the world continues to have to resolve to change things in their own power is because everything they've trusted in's failed. But we put our trust in the Lord. You want to have good mental health, I'll save you a lot of time and money. Trust God. Amen. Walk by faith. Just do what he calls you to do. You won't have to make resolutions for it every year. You'll experience it all year. The world decides that they just need to resolve from more of their ways. We repent and say none of ours work. They need resolutions. We go, we've got a relationship. It's a different way to live. You go down and it says in verse 22, "The Lord redeems the soul of his servants." It would mean he sets free, begins to bring freedom, those weights that we've held on to. He says, "And none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned." Well, that means that guilt is gone. Why do we have the guilt? Because we've trusted in something or someone else besides God. He goes, but you'll put your trust in him. You'll seek your peace, your joy from him. You'll trust him. You'll turn to him. You'll cry out to him. That guilt that has held you down, that has been a weight, he goes, you'll be set free from that. So I thought we'd look at some of these. There's some other resolutions I thought we'd look at in the weeks ahead as well that they say are common in these times. But Scripture is very clear. You want good mental health? Trust in God. He won't fail you. We'll fail us. The world will fail us. But he never will. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before you today and we recognize and proclaim that our ways bring us nothing good. They just lead us to feeling overcome and overwhelmed. Lord, it's because there's no power in our ways. When we put our trust in you, you have the power to actually change our way of thinking and our heart. Lord, where we would begin to just trust you. Lord, I thank you for the times that you bring us low. You take those things that we think are unassailable and can withstand anything that would begin to come into our lives, and you bring them to dust. Lord, because it's that point in which we recognize that there's nothing else we can trust in. Lord, I'm sorry for the times that, Lord, I've never given everything over to you. Lord, if we're going to make any decision today, may it not be to resolve to do things differently in our own ways, but may it be that we would make decisions to trust you fully, to give you everything. Lord, you'll give us real freedom. You'll give us real peace. Lord, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.